Blog Talk Radio.
And here is to make Google.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. And welcome to Charlotte Christian Fellowship. Excuse me, that's the background. Come up, Jonas. Of course, everything acts up when it's time to do God's Word. But again, welcome to Charlotte Christian Fellowship Blog Talk Radio. My name is John Davis, and I welcome everybody on who's listening. In a minute or two, I'll turn on the mic. Let's see, we have a pretty busy group of people out here. It's pretty interesting tonight. And we're winding up the book of Genesis. We did it last week. You might want to go over a little bit of that, but this is the end of the season of Genesis, and it took us a couple months to get through it. But so much has happened in the book of Genesis. Give us our basis of the conversations that we're about to take place in. We'll begin in a new book, different books in the Bible. We'll be reading, and not only reading it, but we're becoming doers of the Word of God. I'll explain that to y'all a little bit more. Let me give y'all a little announcement first for this, for the ladies and stuff, the females out there, friends, family, that's coming up this weekend. It's called the Women Who Overcome 2020 Freedom in Christ virtual conference. Please, I'm asking everybody, please share it with your the women in your life that they might also be able to participate in growing in the knowledge of Christ. This schedule, this Saturday from 9:30 to 6:30, my wife and the ministry team that serves alongside her will be presenting. Will present the Women Who Overcome Freedom in Christ conference. She has several powerful women of faith that will share their testimonies of how they came to experience freedom in Christ and their faith journey. Visit www.lifeuncertainjourney.org. That's www.lifeuncertainjourney.org to register, so that you too can be strengthened and equipped to walk in the freedom of Christ, of Jesus Christ's death, to give, he gave us all. Let me say that last part again. Once you visit www.lifeuncertainjourney to register so that you too can, ladies, can be strengthened and equipped to walk in the freedom Jesus Christ died to give us, to give us all. That's going to be a powerful ministry, and it's the same thing that we're doing here with this broadcast that we have here, because we want everybody to know that this is a journey that we have, and it's a walk that we have. And so the more you read is great, but the Lord says don't only be a listener to it, but doers of the word. I want to. I see my brother Book is online. Welcome on board, Book.
Hey, brother. Yes, good to be here.
Amen. Amen. I'm just giving the introductions right now, and we'll get started in a second. You can pray us in.
Okay.
All righty. We have a. The Bible says that we have a free will. Jesus had a free will. If you remember in the Bible, in Matthew, he said, not my will be done. He's talking to God. He said, not my will be done, but your will be done. We can choose to serve God or our sinful natures. When we follow the desires of our sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful thoughts, pleasures and thoughts, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish, ambitions, dissension, that means division between each other, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Anyone living those sorts of lives, the Bible says, will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, godly goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The Bible says there's no law against these things. We belong to Christ Jesus, and we have nailed our passions and our desires of our sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. That's in Galatians 5:19-26. Those who are listening listening over the internet and stuff, join Booker and myself and these other people who are listening in, okay? And do this live broadcast and share what the Lord is giving you. That's what this is about. Once we were dead because of our disobedience and our many sins, we use our lives. We used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil. And guess what he is? The Bible says he's the commander of the powers in this unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passions, desires, and inclinations of our sinful nature. In other words, the desires of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everybody else. But God, that's a big one, y'all, but God is so rich in mercy, and he loves us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. This is only by God's grace that we live, that we have been given, that we've been saved. Excuse me, say that one more time. It is only by God's grace that we have been saved. That's Ephesians 2:1-5. This is a live broadcast, everybody. This is a live broadcast. And if you'd like to join us and be part of this conversation, especially ones coming up in the future, because it's going to be powerful. I'll get to that in a second. If you want to participate, you got to call in. You can't listen because on the internet we can't hear you speaking, okay? But call this number, 657-383-1624. Again, that's 657-383-1624. And to participate with us, join us. And don't forget, feel free to look at our website also. That is CharlotteChristianFellowship.org. Again, it's CharlotteChristianFellowship.org. You also may use this link to listen in, like many of you know who are listening in now. But we prefer that you join us and stuff. To join the broadcast, or just listen in, that many of you do already, it's just www.blogtalkradio.com/Charlotte Christian Fellowship. But please call in and participate, because Book and I and the other brothers and sisters that's on the phone, we're not the answer people. But together, as the body of Christ, we encourage one another, and also the Holy Spirit comes in between us. He says two or more come together in his name, he's in the midst of us, and he will. And anybody asks him, he says he will answer. And don't forget to join my wife Nadine every Tuesday night, okay, for Blog Talk Radio called Life's Uncertain Journey. Her broadcast is at 7:00 every Tuesday. To participate with that broadcast, you have to dial in 929-477-3427. Again, that number is 929-477-3427. Tonight, we will begin a new study, reading and studying a new book in the Bible. Also this season, we will have guest speakers who have been walking with the Lord for many years. Through the Word of God, we will show you how to become doers of the Word, not only listeners, because that's the problem most of the day. Most of us are listeners, not being doers of the Word. Being a doer of the Word is definitely just a listener. No longer be sit. This is where you become the doer, or become a disciple of Christ, where you can disciple others. Become doers of the Word. And it's not an easy walk. That's why the Lord tells us to weigh this thing. He tells us, don't get into the race unless you plan on finishing it. Because many of us fall off. The Bible says in the end days, many of us are going to separate from the Word. We're going to believe a false gospel. And we're going to make excuses for ourselves to do things. But the thing is, the Lord said, those who endure to the end, we will get the prize. And that prize is Him to say to us, welcome home, my good and faithful servant. Job well done. Each subject will be based on, each subject will be based on conversations and subjects that affect our everyday lives. No subject, again we say no subject is off limits from the Holy Spirit, because we all, every one of us, Booker, myself, the brothers and sisters on the phone, all fall short of the glory of God. Everybody falls short. So don't be pointing fingers saying, well, I got it going on here. I got it. No, you don't. None of us do. Today is coming, and God said, this is through Christ. He will judge everyone's secret life. That's Romans 2:16. And remember this. All scripture, that's what we're going to be doing the subject matter, all scripture is inspired by God and is used to do what? Teach us what is true and makes us realize what is wrong in our lives. Call in, everybody. Call in at the number 657-383-1624 and join our conversation. This is, we're going to the next level of our new beginning. What does it mean? We're going to discuss it. We're going to find out what that means, which I want, the new beginning. We don't have to continue in our sinful nature. We do not have to continue, not giving God his due justice, whose will should be done. We can fight the good fight of faith, and it's not an easy walk. Brother Booker, pray us in.
The Holy Spirit has actually led me to pray a sin from Ephesians 2.
Amen.
And Father God, I want to thank you for this particular hour, this particular moment, this particular broadcast. Father, we honor you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for first loving us, Father. I thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. I ask that you bless each and every person that's listening here tonight, and those that do listen but are not able to attend this night, Lord, I pray wherever they may be that you find them, that they be full of your grace and your mercy and thankfulness, Lord God, because we cannot boast in ourselves of what we have done through our works. We can only boast in you giving us your only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, who has died and bled for our sake, Lord God. Not only the forgiveness of our sins and our transgressions, but to be reconciled back to you. Now, thank you. I ask that you continue to bless my brother John and my sister Nadine, Lord God, for being honorable and obedient, for when you have placed this upon their heart, that they stuck with it and started this Blog Talk Radio, Lord, to reach people of all backgrounds, all ages, all denominations, Lord God, to receive you. Father, from Ephesians 2, starting at verse 8, it says, "For it is by grace, God's remarkable compassion and favor drawing you and me to Christ, that you have been saved, actually delivered from judgment, and given eternal life through faith." It's what we believe. It's how we believe in Christ Jesus. And this salvation is not of ourselves. It's not of you. It's not of me. It's not of your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your boss, no one else that you put on the platform. It's not of ourselves. Not through our own effort, nothing that we've done, but it is the undeserved, gracious gift of God.
Amen.
Not as a result of my works or your works, what you continue to do, what you want to do for the kingdom. It's not of that. For your attempts to keep the law. Let me read that again. Not as a result of your works, nor your attempts to keep the law, so that no one will be able to boast or take credit in any way for his salvation.
Amen.
One, you and I can't save each other. We can't save ourselves. We can't save our loved ones. We don't have the power and authority to do that.
Amen.
But we are his workmanship, his own masterwork. A work of art, regardless of how you see yourself in that mirror, that reflection of how you want to look like someone famous, some athlete, you are his workmanship. Though we try to change ourselves, try to change our image, but God has designed us uniquely. He knows us intimately. We are his masterwork. A work of art created in Christ Jesus, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, ready to be used for good works, which God has prepared us for beforehand, taking path which he set, not you and I. A lot of times we think we can set things. We can make things happen. Though he give us abilities to do things, but it's not you and I. We don't get that credit. We can't set anything in motion. We can't make anything happen without his say-so, without his input.
Amen.
So that we would walk in them living the good life, which he prearranged and made ready for us. Father, I thank you for this verse in Ephesians, Lord God, too. It's because of you, Lord. And Father, as we continue this broadcast, I pray in Jesus' name that you would be with us, you would minister to us, Lord God. I pray that our minds will be open, our hearts will be open to receive all that you have for us. You guide us and allow us to follow. Father God, I give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Brother Book. Amen. Tonight, we want to do a recap of Genesis. All the things that we've learned and some of the things that in the New Testament, if we look at Genesis and we see that there's nothing new under the sun. We have from the beginning, when we talked about when it first began for man, we don't have no excuse anymore to talk about, well, what came first, the chicken or the egg, because now we know the chicken did. Okay? We know that God created people. We know that God created the animals. And he said, be fruitful and multiply. But you got false religions out here that teach that egg came first. You got false religion now that says that, and we see that Old Testament, that at one time you could have, like for example, if a man died, that he could marry, he'd take care of the family, and the man's brother could marry the wife. Okay, well, we found that this went on in Judas' family back in the day. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because when Jesus came about, he said, that is finished. All that's Old Testament. We find today where a lot of Old Testament has been put into the people using the Old Testament to justify their things in the New Testament. And God says that when he said it's finished, it's finished. So we can't serve two masters. The two masters, a lot of serve, we want to consider saying, well, a God and the devil. Well, a lot of people want to also serve the Old Testament and the New Testament at the same time. And when we find that a lot of times, because that's what I like to say with the book of Romans, is really you start to point out to yourself. There's no more point that the Gospels identify when Jesus came, but when Jesus was on earth, he fulfilled the Old Testament. He fulfilled the Old. He came to fulfill it because man could not do it. So he did it. On the cross when he died, he said, it's finished. Okay? Jesus, because his disciples would read the book of Mark, you find out when Jesus came back, he rebuked all his disciples, 11 of them, not 12, 11, because Judas had died. But he came back, he rebuked them. Why did he rebuke his disciples? Because they didn't believe in him. They didn't believe. So today, a lot of us don't understand. We just read about Timothy, I think 2 Timothy, what we say, well, all scriptures used to correct us, to teach us. Well, when we're learning things that scriptures teach us, the scriptures and stuff referring to is the New Testament. The Old Testament is allowing us to know what happened. How did we get to where we're at? The devil, back in the day, we read about who the devil is. The devil's way back in the garden. The same devil then, the same devil today. Same devil. But remember, the same God that created everything is the same God. So the devil also was created by God. He's God's devil. Okay, so don't think that the devil could do something that he can get away with anything, because God's allowing him to do what he does. And in the end days, way back in these days that we're talking about now, is the book of Revelation. But the book of Revelation, if you read back into the Old Testament, you see Isaiah and many other the prophets and stuff, Daniel and many other the prophets and stuff, talked about these days and what's going to happen then. So those things were prophesied then, and they're to come. What we're doing is simply letting you know this is your beginning. The beginning means now you have the understanding of who you are in Christ Jesus. We don't long under the law that identified our sins. We're not under the law that we could not fulfill, because if we could, Jesus wouldn't have to come. God wouldn't have to send Jesus into the world. And he came to the world, and people don't want to teach this or preach this, but he came to the world to save us from our sins. You see? But the thing is, though, many people know him as a forgiver, but they don't know him as a savior of. So we don't have to continue to sin. Okay? We don't have to walk in that sinful nature. We're going to sin because we say we don't sin, we call God a liar. But the thing is, though, we don't have to keep on doing the same thing over and over and over again. New sin each day is different. That's why God gives us new grace and new mercy each day. This walk that we have, what we're doing now, it goes to the depth of the way we lived, the way we think, the way how we were brought up. And one of the things I said a long time ago was about the education, about knowing who God is. Learning how to read the word is not enough. The devil knows the word, and the proof that it is, and those who have read the Bible know the devil took Jesus up on a high mountain and tried to tempt him. So what did he tempt him with? He didn't tempt him with this worldly stuff. He tempted him with the word of God he tempted with. But you know, he didn't rightly divide the word. So the devil knows the word better than we do. Remember, the devil was up in heaven with God before he was tossed foam and house. Jesus said, like a lightning bolt. But he's here on this earth. And he's the power over the unseen world right here. He has no power over God, but over the unseen world right here. Sin runs rapid here. This sin is not new. The sin was way back then, and God and Eve was the first start, God's first creation. That's how Eve and Adam sinned. That sin is the same sin that was in the boat with Noah, that came off the boat with Noah and the sons, that today dwell in us, because all people who walk the face of this earth, we read that already, come from Noah's three sons. But we say that to let you know, there's nothing new down here. even when we talk about, we hear a lot of curse words. The Bible talks about curse words in the New Testament. Say, get away from all filthy language. Where did it come from? It came from the Bible. Those words are back there too. We don't want to say them right out. But what do you call a man who has sex with another? Those things, that happen. One of Jacob's sons had sex with his brother's mother. That was his mother. Stepmother, if you want to call it. But the thing is, that those words are back those days then, too. A question came up the other day with me and my wife. If you look in the Bible, do you find the word in love with Jesus versus love Jesus? The Bible says to love Jesus with all our heart. But how do you do it? You must be in love with him. When we have a woman, God is in love with us. So much in love with us that he loved us so much he gave us son. In love with someone means that now this is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. If I hurt her, I hurt me. It's the same thing when we talk in love with our children, our little babies and stuff. Brand new, we level in love with. Oh, what a great thing this is. As they grow, departure comes. Because God actually says the child will grow and then leave the mother and father. But the love don't go, but the love changes. The only thing that does not change is God. Or should I not say thing, the only person that does not change is God. We have to learn how to become doers of the word. We've read about listening and learn about what goes on. We learned about if you go down a certain path, you'll end up in a certain way, like Joseph. We learned about the man who stole a birthright, but God blessed that mess. It was deemed before he was born, but it was going to happen because God told the mother, the young one, the older one, so the younger one. So how he planned to do it, man would say he was bad for taking his brother's birthright, but God had planned that in his mother's womb before it came out. There's many things like that that happen today. But today is a different thing from way back then. We went to the book of Genesis for a reason, for you to get a strong foundation of you can't boast in nothing, y'all. Everything, God took all these people all the way through, and the next segment that we're going through, now I'm talking about subject matter. Exodus from Genesis, when they went through bondage, because that's leading to bondage now. When they leave Genesis, they go into Exodus, they leave in Egypt because the bondage they've been for all them years. But Abraham told his son that's going to happen, okay? So we know about that. The laws come in the book of Exodus. That's the law stuff. I mean, that's coming up and stuff, all those laws and stuff. But Jesus said this to us. He says, the law is not bad, but it's used to identify sin. But when it starts identifying sin, there's condemnation that comes with that. Jesus said there's no condemnation in those who are in Christ Jesus. So if you're not in Christ Jesus, then condemnation will apply to you. These days are coming it's coming to a point where we're going to have to make decisions. These decisions are not easy. The thing is, though, that's why the Bible says, when Jesus said, not my will be done, but your will be done. We're going to have to make decisions. We're going to have to do some pruning. We're going to have to recognize who we're going to serve. Do we want to walk the Lord according to his word, or are we going to walk it where we say, well, this is for me and that's for you. We're going to have to make those decisions. Same thing that Christ did. Judas made a decision. Judas said, well, look, give me the money. But then when he realized what he had done, he had betrayed the one who loved him, who came to save him. What happened? He hung himself. He said his guts spilled out all over the place. Let's talk, put it in a spiritual term. Whenever you give up the word of God, what happens to you? You allow yourself to be then exposed to the devil. Anytime we say, well, this part is for me, this part is work for me, and this part is not, then that means that we'll make excuses for ourselves to do what we want to do. And we see in the Old Testament, well, Judas tried to do it. We see where Joseph's brothers tried to do it. You see why? Even Joseph had a little thing where he tried to do some things too. But we don't put nobody on no pedestal. God said put nobody on a pedestal. That ain't for the New Testament. That's for the Old too. So the thing is, he even told us just put no trust in man. These subjects that we're going to be discussing coming up in this season is going to be a powerful thing. It's going to be a powerful thing, y'all. And many of us, this word said many are going to fall off. But the thing is, though, when God shakes, those who he put on there are going to stand, and those who won't. So we look forward to what's about to happen. We look forward to what God is doing in this ministry. We look forward to the growth and the disciples going to be made in this ministry. We look forward to hearing God putting speakers in front of us that will help us and guide us in the truth and the glory of God. Brother Book, let the Lord lead you.
Amen, amen. Now that we have gone through Genesis from the beginning throughout the what God has seen that was good, he blessed, he sanctioned, he gave power and authority to through the creation. And as Brother John was saying, through the flood of Noah and his promise from that point on, through God's grace and his mercy, the vow he made to man, to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, leading them from bondage to a land of milk and honey, giving them the promised land. As Brother John said, God, yesterday, today, and tomorrow is the same. There's no one can say to God, why didn't you do? Why did you do? He is God, King of Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings. There's no one above him. So however he chooses to do things, he set precedence. You and I are of his creation. We didn't create God. It's not like we fathomed God up. God always was. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He knows things from the beginning to the end. It's God. And because of his love for us, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He didn't give him just to give him. He gave Christ Jesus with purpose for you and I to be reconciled back to himself. And though we have become wicked before God, God loves us. Though our hearts have been hardened, though we grow wicked and wickeder every day, God loves you and I. He loved us so much. At one point he had a thought to destroy it all, but because of his compassion for his creation, he made a solution for you and I to be reconciled back to him. And yes, there was law that was put here to help guide us. And then that law, like Brother John says, has became a stumbling block. It became the conditioning not only to suffer, but to condemn. In the face that we now have in Christ Jesus, we have been set totally free.
Amen.
But we do not have a free will. I was looking this up today about a free will. That's a man-made term. I've looked through Scripture. God has not given you and I free will. He's given us choice, but he's not given us free will. Free will meaning you can do as you please. In other words, we can serve God. We cannot serve God. We can serve God. We cannot serve God. We can serve God. And there are no consequences in free will. The choices, on the other hand, comes with consequences, and it has been laid out. So there is no free will in God. God didn't give us free will. He gave us choice. And then along with that choice, we choose him to be free from the law of sin. Or we choose sin, and now we are under the law. There's consequences in the law. To be free from the law is to be free in Christ. Christ came to give us that freedom. And in that freedom, to love him. Not so much to love everybody and everything else. Those things are good. We are here to do good works because of that freedom. But we are to love Christ because of what he has done for us by God the Father, who sent his Son to give us freedom to love him. And 1 John 1 is an introduction to the incarnate word, and in that word, it relates back to even Genesis, because it says, I am writing about what existed from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life, the one who existed even before the beginning of the world, Christ, and the life. An aspect of his being was manifested, and we have seen it as eyewitnesses and by and the life, the eternal life, who was already existing with the Father and was actually made visible to us, his followers. So this is testimony of the apostles for you and I today. It's nothing that's made up. There's no fairy tale. There's no someone just written a great book. No, 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 no. These are eyewitnesses who declare life, the eternal life, who was already existing with the Father and was actually made visible to us. What we have seen and heard, we also proclaim to you, so that you too may have fellowship as partners with us. So in other words, the apostles who can identify, who have been there, who has seen it, who has touched it, who heard it, who lived it, are saying that they are proclaiming to you and I so that you and I may have fellowship with them. And indeed, our fellowship, which is a distinguishing mark of born-again believers, is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things to you so that your joy in seeing you included may be made complete by having you share in the joy of salvation. Verse 5 is, God is light. This is the message of God's promise, revelation, which we have heard from him and now announce to you that God is light. He is holy. His message is truthful. He is perfect in righteousness. And in him, there is no darkness at all, no sin, no wickedness, no imperfection. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness of sin, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we really walk in the light, that is, live each and every day in conformity with the precepts of God, as he himself is in the light, we have true, unbroken fellowship with one another, he with us, and we with him. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin by erasing the stain of sin, keeping us cleansed from sin and all its forms and manifestations. If we say we have no sin, we're refusing to admit that we are sinners. We delude ourselves, and the truth is not in us. His word does not live in our hearts. If we freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just, true to his own nature and promises, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us. Oh, I love this. And cleanse us one time from all unrighteousness. Nope, that's not what his word says. Cleanse us every now and then. That's not what his word says. He says, will forgive our sin and cleanse us continually from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
Our wrongdoing, everything not in conformity with his will and his purpose. If we say that we have not sinned, refusing to admit acts of sin, we make him out to be a liar by contradicting him, and his word is not in us.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this is evidence of how we know that we are serving with other brothers and sisters who is true in his word. As Brother John was saying, we can't condemn someone else for the choice you made, because we too are sinners. But God cleanses us from all our transgressions, not just one time, but all the time, because we are in Christ Jesus. We are in him. And if we remain in him and stay in him, we have this promise. We have this promise. So the things that we're going through today, things we will go through tomorrow, things we may go through next year, or even the 10 years down the road, the things that we have been in, God meets us and sees us right where we are. Sound like someone has something that they may want to say there, Brother John.
No. The mics are on. Does anybody like to share anything? Please feel free. The mics are on. No. That's another meeting you hear in the background,
okay,
but there too. Praise the Lord, the same subject there. But what you said is so absolutely
okay,
true, and I like how you also said about the free will, because I had read it in the form of the choices we make gives us the free will to make that choice. And you are 100% correct when you search the Bible, just like when there's no place to say in love with Christ, there's nowhere that says free will. We have free will. Those things are man-made terms, but what it means exactly is totally reading into what does that mean. When Christ said that not my will, a will like Christ, and Christ has a will, he said he had a choice. Christ said his will. Okay, so not my choice, Lord, but your choice be done. So when we talk about the free choice, and that's time, there's somewhere else I see where someone had the will to do this and that, but you're 100% correct, and I don't want to ever mislead anyone concerning when I say, well, look up free will. We have free choice, and that choice is just what Christ said to us. This the choice you make, whether you walk in this walk or not to walk this walk. You know, it's a choice to make whether we obey the word of God or not obey the God. You know, word of God. It's a choice that we make whether we want to be doers of the word or just hearers of the word. It's a choice that we make as we walk this walk out, because the walk is not easy. We have to be obedient to the Holy Spirit, but let's put it like this. We should be obedient to the Holy Spirit, but we don't have to be. That's our choice. That's our choice. And whether we don't have to read and obey, what God says, but it's our choice to do it. There is reward, like what could we say, understand? There are rewards. There are rewards, and also there's blessings, but there are also curses, okay, and the consequences. Okay, so those things apply to them. They got two sides right there. In the end days, God actually says what he's going to do with those who obey, like the farmer, like a shepherd does with the sheep and the goats. He separates them. And the thing is, though, we, and Booker said something that's so very true, y'all. I don't care how much we love. If we can love our wives, the two become one. The Bible says one, the husband can sanctify the wife. Don't say they can get them into heaven. Like a wife can sanctify the husband, but don't mean to get them in heaven. There's only one way, he said, to get into heaven. And that's through Jesus Christ. Only one way. And he just speaks when he takes that, when Book of Red just stand, when the blood of Christ washes us clean. And it's a continual thing because we continually sin. Okay, and that's why Book of just read, he said, well, if we say don't sin, then we call it God a liar. So therefore, and he tells us also we have to keep on sinning, not have to, but it proves that we do keep on sinning because he says he gives us new grace and new mercy each day. He wouldn't have to do that. Yes. We wouldn't sin it every day, you know. He also tells us don't go to sleep angry. There's only one anger that we should go to sleep with, and righteous. It's called righteous anger. That's anger when someone blasphemes the Holy Spirit. But then we get angry over things about us, not against God, you see. And so as we begin to walk this walk out and learn what doers of the word mean, we're going to get into a lot of subjects like this. Each subject, we have people today that don't go to church because the conversations are not like this we're having now. We have people turning away from God because men of God, men and women of God won't talk about subject matter that affects us each and every day. They say, let's get along. We don't have to, I don't want to lose the friendship, and I don't want to do this and that. The thing is, though, remember what the Bible says, too. Always relate back to the Bible. If we put our mother, father, sister, brother, mother, anybody above him, we're not able. You know, we're not qualified. You see? So, therefore, we gave an analogy before about the difference in the sunlight and the moonlight shining. When the sun is out, the moon is still there, but the sun is so bright you don't see it. That's the love we got to have for the Lord. Over everything else in our lives. It got to shine brighter. We got to love him more than anything and everything, including ourselves. And when we don't, there's consequences, y'all. But that's not me saying it. It's God that says it. You see, we're not worthy. And the worthiness is that what does it cost to get into heaven? It costs everything. It costs everything. And that's one of the reasons why I say the will, the free will thing. We have a free will, but God that gives the will, you have a free choice. Let's keep it in perspective what the word says. We have a free choice to follow the Lord or not to. To follow what the word says or not to. We can use the word of God to do things, but again, I say to you, The devil knows the word of God also. Even when he, God made the example, Jesus made the example of a man, you know, about our sins, you know, pluck it out, you know. What does that mean? The, God says in another part about it, that we are the holy temple, let's destroy the temple, okay? So does he mean I could pluck out our eye? No, he didn't mean to destroy the body. He meant then that if that eye offends you, then you don't have to look at that thing like that. You don't have to, you know, stay in that. You're a human being. Don't stay focused on that thing that's offending you. For a hack, a very good example, woman and man, God created them beautiful. To a man, he could say a woman is, you know, beautiful, and they don't have to touch with lust out of it. The eye's offended. Turn, brother. Don't pluck your eye out. Turn. You know, same thing for sisters and see, man. Don't cut your arm off. You know, turn, leave. That's why it says run. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you don't have to run with the physical. You can run in the spirit, man. You see what I'm saying? We got to be stronger than the Lord in the spirit of his might. But the thing is, we don't understand it. That's why as we go through this next teaching, we're going to apply the subject of the day with the word of God. We're going to build each other up, encourage one another, that we'll be strengthened. We're going to use the word of God to encourage and teach us, but we can become doers of the word. This is not going to be an easy walk down. This is something that leads into discipleship. This leads to the point where you now learn what discipleship truly is. God first, then family, then the church, and then the world. That's how it's got to be. And if the people want to add in and take things out, so be it. So be it. But the thing is, though, that's apply what God said. He's first. Then God created the family. Then God said, don't forsake the fellowship of the saints. Then he said, you go out and make disciples of all nations. So I'm just saying what the word said. I'm putting it in a you know, smaller way so you can understand it real plain and simple. What we're going to do is become doers of the word. Doers of the word means that we have to decrease and he has to increase. So when people see us, they see us in him and him in us. This is not an easy walk. The disciples came back with Christ and said, look, we cast out demons and all of that. There's a whole bunch of healing and stuff like that. And Jesus said, all right, now, you did all that? But he ain't the only one who told that. He ain't the only one who told this to. He said, but you did all that. Now I want you to drink my blood and eat my flesh. The flesh is the word of God. The blood is the thing you got to confess your sins and stuff. You know, accept him who he is. And he said, this is hard. What you talking about? Eat the word. You mean be doers of the word? Become the word? Like you're the word? Get that in us where we can do like you're doing? Oh, that's a hard life, man. I got to give up all everything, man. And what I'm saying, that's the same thing the rich young ruler. He came to Christ to obey all the commandments. Obey them all. So Christ said, go sell everything you got and come and follow me. That's where we at today, y'all. That's where we at today. There's something, what are we holding on to? What choice are we holding on to that we won't follow Christ? What is it? That part that we're holding on to is the part that Christ will keep us out of heaven. That part right there will keep us out from God. Book we got like, I think about 7 minutes. If you'd like to go ahead and finish up and close us out with prayer, it's good with us.
All right. Amen. Amen. Now that we have been introduced to God, let me introduce you a little bit to Christ Jesus. This
Amen.
One John 2:1, and it says, Christ is our advocate, and we need to understand this with everything. It says, verse 1 says, and I'm reading from the Amplified verse, says, my little children, believers, dear ones, I am writing you these things so that you will not sin and violate God's law. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate who will intercede for us. So we have help with the Father. We have help with the Father. So this is actually saying, so we will not sin and violate God's law, that God set law on this earth. And who is it? It's Jesus Christ, the righteous,
Amen.
The upright, the just one, who conforms to the Father's will in every way, purpose, thought, and action. Verse 2 says, and he, that same Jesus, is the propitiation for our sins, the anointed sacrifice that holds back the wrath of God that would
yes.
otherwise be directed at you and I because of our worldliness, our lifestyle, and not for yours alone, but also for the sins, listen to this, of all believers throughout the whole world, not just here in America, not just you and your church, not just the group of believers here. No, 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 no. This is what Jesus is for you and I. He is the propitiation for our sins, the atoning sacrifice that holds back the wrath of God that would otherwise be directed at you and I because of our sinful nature. And understand, a newborn baby that just developed in the mother's womb, just come out the mother's womb and enter this world. Listen, that newborn can't help it. Born in a sinful nature, our worldliness, our lifestyle, and not for ours alone, but I love this because it says, but also for the sins. And I loved it. It didn't say sin, plural. I mean, individually, it says plural, sins of all believers throughout the whole world. And that word says believers. That don't include everybody. Because everybody is not a believer. Some
word
people know of, they've heard of, but they're not believers. This says sins of all believers throughout the whole world. So I don't care what language you speak, what part of the continent you believe on. If you are a believer in God, Jesus is your advocate. I don't care if you're rich or you're dirt poor, sleeping outside or sleeping in a mansion. If you are a believer, Jesus is our advocate.
Yes.
Because of our sinful nature, our worldliness, and our lifestyle. I don't care if you live like a nun. We can see the outside, but don't know the inside. But understand, God knows the intent of the heart. Jesus is your advocate. For all believers throughout the whole world. So therefore, you and I should not boast here in America about people in China. People in should not boast about people in Russia. People in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
People in Egypt. Listen, if you are a believer, Jesus Christ is the propitiation for all believers. Period. And that should bring us joy. I know it does me. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. I ask that you forgive us of our sins, our wrongdoing, the sinful nature that we have. I know it's difficult to take off, to try to change out, but because Jesus is the advocate for me and my sins, and as a believer, Father, for every believer, he comes to the Father on our behalf. Father, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for him being our advocate. I thank you for loving us unconditional, Lord God. I thank you for removing the stain that we have, the blemishes that we have. And you have set us free in Christ Jesus, all those that believe. And Father, I pray for every person that's listening through telephone, through the internet, I pray that your word will penetrate their hearts and their souls to be opened up to receive you, Lord God, as their Lord and Savior. So you will be their advocate as well, that you will bring cleansing for us all of the time, Lord God, not just one time. And I thank you for being the Lord and Savior of all who believe. I thank you. I bless you. I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, brother. Amen. Good night, everybody. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.